Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu tahrim in niyahati ala al-mayyiti wa latm al-khaddi wa shaqq al-jaybi wa nadf al-sha'ri wa halqihi wa du'a'i bil-wayli wa thuburi. The chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes. This is all speaking about when a person passes away. Now we know in the time of Jahiliyat, and we are going through, so to speak, a second period of Jahiliyat, in the time of ignorance. Now how would people react? Somebody passed away. So they would react in very strange ways. One of the things that they would do is they would call professional mourners to come and mourn, sing eulogies and call out eulogies and mourn and cry and wail over the dead. And other thing that they would do, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, in a hadith we'll come to know from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, preventing all these things, what things they would do at that time. So, slapping the face, tearing the clothes, plucking out and shaving the hair, and supplicating for destruction, making dua for destruction. Why? Because someone has passed away. You'll find nowadays also, when in the non-Muslim cultures, somebody passed away, they believe they must start screaming and crying and wailing, and all sorts of things. So we find the beauty of our deen is we are taught to make sabr. Be patient at that time, make sabr. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that at that time of a calamity, at that time du'as are answered. A person loses a family member now, at that time what he should be doing is making du'a. Allah Ta'ala answers the du'as of the close family members at that time. Why they lost a close family member? So instead of screaming and making noise and shouting and all these sort of things, make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very good opportunity. Du'as are being answered at that time. So rather make du'a. Now look at this, is the beauty of Islam. And the kuffar, they scream and they shout. Once I was in a hospital, taking my father for a checkup. So in very nearby, in the same ward, one non-Muslim had passed away. But the way the family started screaming and wailing and making such a big noise, initially the hospital staff allowed it for a few minutes. But then they also had to tell them, you know what, there's other patients also in hospital. You're creating a very, very big disturbance by screaming. So this Allah Ta'ala saved us, alhamdulillah. We in the Islam, the deen of Islam, that we are taught that there's a way that we behave, the way that we react, calm, peace, serene. So this is something very, very important. There was one friend of ours, he had passed away. Now Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So in one accident, he had lost his wife, lost his daughter, and he lost one other family member. I think a niece of his also had lost. One accident, three family members had passed away. So he says when he had come there to the scene, the accident scene, and the three bodies were covered with foil on the center, so to speak, on the island they had placed the bodies. And traffic was packed up. It was on the side of the highway. So there was quite a bit of traffic, so he had to park the car. And from where he parked, he had to walk at least a kilometer to get to the scene. And when he got to the scene, he just started making dua. So he says that the traffic officer came up to him and asked him, that is this your family? He said, yes, it's my family. He said, who are these people? He said, one is my wife, one is my daughter, one is my niece. So that traffic officer told him that if it was me, I would have shot myself dead on the scene. How you've got so much of patience, you're so calm, you're actually praying, you're doing nothing more than that. He says, we got faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the will of Allah Ta'ala. This is what He wanted to happen. We accept the will of Allah Ta'ala. So this is Iman. Iman helps a person to accept the condition that he's going through. He doesn't behave irrationally. He doesn't just screaming, shouting. He's happy with the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore we taught to make this dua morning and evening. Radina Billahi Rabba wa Bil Islami Deena wa Bi Sayyidina Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rasuluhu Wa Nabiya. That I'm happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. What it means, whatever condition Allah is putting me through, I'm happy. Whatever the commands of Allah ta'ala that is coming down, whatever the commands of Allah ta'ala that has come down, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with Islam as my deen. Whatever the laws of Islam are, I'm happy. I don't complain 2.5% zakat. Why I have to take out zakat? Why we have to come so early to the masjid to read Fajr Salah? Why we have to come so late into the masjid to read Isha? We don't complain. We're happy with every law of Islam. Why a man is supposed to make parda from a woman is supposed to make parda from a man. A man is not supposed to look at his strange woman. We don't question. We're happy. These are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept it. So this is what is meant by radina bil islami dina. And the last part, وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيا. We are happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Rasul and our Nabi. In other words, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are happy with, we are comfortable with, we accept it and we wholeheartedly love it and follow it. This is the quality of a Muslim. So anyway, this chapter is to do with this, wailing over the dead and behaving in such a manner where a person slaps their face or they tear their clothes, they pluck out and start shaving the hair and supplicating for destruction. We'll do one hadith today. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الميت يعذب في قبره بما نيح عليه وفي رواية بما نيح عليه متفق عليه. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the deceased is punished in his grave because of people wailing over him. The deceased is punished in his grave because of people wailing over him. This hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So now one thought may come to our mind that وَلَا تَزِيرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no person will carry the burden of another person. In other words, someone else does the wrong, you won't carry the burden for it. This is a Christianity concept that they have innovated, that Jesus has died for our sins. So it doesn't matter how much of guna we do, that man has died for our sins. In Islam, every person will be accountable for his own actions. So now this person is in the qabr and he's being punished because of people that are crying over him. Now he's not doing the crying. Other people are doing the crying and he's getting punished. This is what this hadith is saying. So there may be a objection that comes to the mind that how is it possible? Somebody else is doing the wrong action and this man is getting punished according to this hadith. So ulama explained this hadith very beautifully. That is why it's very, very important to learn hadith from the right sources and to take the right explanations and to sit so that the explanation can be given in the correct form. Otherwise we will have doubts in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we'll think that he's going against the ayat of the Quran which says that no person will bear the burden of any other person. But what it means, this person is getting punished in the khabar. Why? Because he made wasiyat before he passed away. He made wasiyat that when I pass away, this is what you all must do. You all must start mourning. You must get professional mourners to come and mourn over me. You must cry, scream and cry over me. So because of that wasiyat that he made, this is why this person is getting punished after his demise. Or it can be, it could refer to a person who was aware of such customs taking place in his family. It was a custom that would happen, but he never stopped his family from doing it. In other words, he continued to allow them to do it. So now when he passed away, they carried on with that custom. His duty was to have stopped them when he was alive. They don't continue with this custom. This custom is a wrong custom. His failure to stop them, now they carrying out that custom, he's getting punished in the khabar. So one lesson we learn from here is when we see wrong taking place in our family, we must try and stop it. Because by them continuing with that wrong, we are going to get the sin. Why we didn't stop them from doing that wrong and we didn't educate them, we didn't teach them that this is wrong, this is something that we shouldn't do. Now Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was of the opinion that this hadith is not general in application. Anybody that cries, the person in the khabar is suffering, not general, but referred to a particular Jewish lady who died. She was being punished due to her disbelief and not because of wailing. So here what it means is that this woman, the Jewish woman, is getting punished whilst the family are crying. The family are crying there and she's getting punished. So it's not translated that because of them crying, she's getting punished. Whilst they are crying, this woman is getting punished. That is what Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha explains. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also to accept when a person passes away that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person should never say, but so young, how could such a young person passed away? Oh, this person had so much to offer. Person accepts. This is the will of Allah ta'ala. We accept it. It's a lesson for all of us that we also going to have to go one day. So therefore you find beautifully Shariat has put an end, a closure to all these practices that in actual fact is showing the displeasure of the decision of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is screaming and he's shouting and the person slapping his face or tearing his clothes, making blasphemous statements, is actually showing displeasure with the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.